Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. Former President Donald Trump's endorsement continues to work early polling magic. This week, after Mr. Trump endorsed Ohio Coal Association Chairman Mike Carey in the Republican primary special election to replace Columbus area resigned Congressman Steve Stivers, a new poll charts the candidate's meteoric rise once GOP voters know of the ex-president's preference. According to the Fabrizio Lee & Associates poll, Mr. Carey led the large field of special election GOP candidates with 20% of the vote. After the polling sample was informed of the Trump endorsement, Mr. Carey's support figure rose to 60%. Among those initially classifying themselves as undecided, the group broke 46-3 in Carey's favor after being informed of Mr. Trump's support announcement. We saw a similar pattern earlier in North Carolina. In the open U.S. Senate primary, Mr. Trump endorsed three-term Congressman Ted Budd over the state's former governor, Pat McCrory. Before the Trump endorsement became known, Mr. McCrory led a Meeting Street Insights poll 45-19 to 12%. Once the Republican sample respondents were informed of Mr. Trump's support for Representative Budd, the ballot test flipped to a 46-27-8 advantage for the congressman. It remains to be seen if the Trump endorsement carries such influence into the voting booths, but the early going suggests that the former president's support radically changes race outcomes. More vote counting fiascos are coming from New York City. On June 22nd, Democratic voters cast their ballots for mayor and other city posts through a ranked choice voting system. From day one, the city clerk's office said it would not report final results until mid-July, partly due to absentee ballots still being received a week after the election. Now we see greater problems than just a long delay from voting through counting. While Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, a former New York City police officer, jumped out to a 10-point lead, the first release ranked choice counts saw his advantage slipping to only 2 points over former NYC Sanitation Commissioner Catherine Garcia. Then it became public that more than 135,000 test ballots, run to see if the voting machines worked but were not live votes, were inadvertently added to the live count. Therefore, all sides are expressing outrage at the county clerk's office for bungling what was already an unacceptable counting system. We reported last week that four-term Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown had lost renomination in the Democratic primary to self-proclaimed socialist India Walton. Again, with absentee ballots being added to the count in delayed New York fashion, it still appears that the result won't change, but the 52-45% margin will likely tighten substantially. Only 21,469 people are recorded as voting to date. Though the absentee ballots may change the margin, it is doubtful they will alter the outcome. Voters haven't seen the end of Mayor Brown, however. He is launching a general election write-in campaign, betting that the turnout will be substantially higher, and figuring that Ms. Walton's better-known socialism will become a negative during the fall campaign. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.